It's one of the most recognizable riffs in music history, and the foundation of Hotel California came from guitarist Don Felder, who originated and co-wrote the song in the mid-70s. Felder spent nearly 30 years with the Eagles, and along with Joe Walsh, gave the band its classic rock sound. But in 2001, Felder suffered a double blow, a divorce from his wife of 29 years, and a bitter departure from the Eagles. He wrote about both in a 2008 autobiography, and last year released some new music. Felder plays a benefit show in Columbus Friday night. He says his love of music came from the enjoyment he saw his father get from listening to songs. Felder grew up in Central Florida, developing some significant relationships along the way.
For some reason, there was an unusual number of people that wound up growing up in Gainesville that wound up influencing each other. Stephen Stills and I was in a band there, together when we were like 15 years old. Tommy Petty was one of my guitar students at this music store, Lipa Music, where I taught guitar. I learned slide guitar from Dwayne Allman. They lived in Daytona Beach, Greg and Dwayne. And during the summer when all the fraternities were out at the University of Florida, everyone would go to Daytona Beach and work the dance clubs and teen time dances and stuff over there. So we became friends and would hang out after our shows and grab breakfast together and learned my basic foundation from Dwayne Allman.
So how did the relationship with the Eagles begin, and what expectations did you have joining the band in 74?
When Stephen Stills left Gainesville and moved to California, a young guy by the name of Bernie Ledden moved to Gainesville, and we became fast friends, and he, shortly after meeting, joined this band that I had, at the time was called the Continentals. We renamed the band the Mondi Quintet. Eventually, after high school, Bernie graduated and moved back to California, and we stayed in touch. He kept encouraging me to move to California, but I had assembled another band, moved to New York, and then on to Boston. So finally, I took his advice. Bernie was the only guy I knew when I got here, and he left, I think, several days after I arrived and went on the road with the Eagles. But I had met those guys, played with them on the road backstage, played at rehearsals with them in L.A. Just, we were friends. And eventually I got a call to come down and play slide guitar on one of their songs, which appropriately was entitled Good Day in Hell. I went in the studio, and I think we played 3 hours or something on this one song. And the next day I got a call from Glenn Frey asking me to join the band. And, of course, I accepted and became a member of the Eagles in 1974.
Speaking of California, Hotel California, the foundation of that song comes from a cassette of instrumentals that you were working on. First of all, I guess, do you still have that cassette?
Yeah, I do. I actually, several years ago, found it in a large box of other demo cassettes that I had, and I found that track. And it was remarkably similar to the final result, but without lyrics and melody. The music track to it was fairly close to being what you hear on the record today, with the exception of a few Joe Walsh-isms on the end of the song where he plays, he's just Joe, you know. And when we got in the studio, we were recording it, and I always thought that we would just set up two guitars. Joe and I would plug in like we had done so many times on stage during other jams, and we would just go toe-to-toe and have fun playing and pushing each other. That's what we started doing, and then Don Henley walked into the control room and said, "Stop, that's not right. You have to do it exactly like the demo." I said, "Well, I don't remember what I played. That was over a year ago." So we were in the studio in Miami. I had to call my house in Los Angeles and ask someone to find that cassette tape, put it in a blaster, and play it. And she held the phone up to the front of this blaster, and we recorded it in the studio in Miami over the phone. Got to the end of it, and Joe said, "We need to do something that sounds like deedly, 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 deedly." So since I had written the chord changes, I had to sit down and figure out what diddly diddly was over all the different chords that went by across that progression, work out my part, and then the harmony for it. And Joe and I practiced literally almost bar by bar through the progression what we were going to play, and then we went back and recorded it bar by bar or chord by chord until we had assembled really a perfect execution of that idea. We'll be right back.
as you look back and reflect, would you do anything differently if it meant remaining an Eagle?
I don't know that anything differently really could have been done. I didn't make the decision to leave the band. That was made by Glenn Frey. The one regret I would say that I would have was that no one even spoke to me about it. Glenn didn't call me up and said, let's go have a drink and have dinner. We've got some things we need to talk about and work out. There was no outreach from anyone, from Henley or Frey, about trying to address some of the problems that were in existence. It was just a slammed door. I've had a band of my own for about 10 years now, and the one thing that I wanted to do was to have new music to play in my show. Wound up having a lot of these songs that are based on events that happened in my life, experiences that I lived through and survived and came through the other side. It was a really wonderful experience for me to be able to have two releases by going through those two separations, separation from the Eagles and separation from my wife of 29 years, writing it out in text and writing it out in songs and music. And that's really what this album, Road to Forever, is about, the songs of my life.
Is there one that maybe captures the peace that you're at in your life right now?
Well, I think it would have to be the song Road to Forever. And the reason is that I started that song very shortly after my father passed away. He never got to see my success in the music business. I just joined the Eagles and had my first son just before he passed away. So after his passing, I started this song called Road to Forever. And it was this pretty kind of acoustic ballad, and I had written some lyrics for it, and as I was going through reliving that part of my life, my father passing and my autobiography, that song came back to me. And so I went into the studio and put together this kind of different modern approach to it, where part of it starts off this pretty acoustic ballad kind of sound, and then it turns into this heavier track.
The wind whispers, oh, so sweet. This is the road to forever. This is the road to forever. While
I was getting ready to produce this record, I was working with a producer named Greg Ladani. Greg flew to Greece to visit one of his artists over there that he called the Greek Madonna, and passed away by falling off the back of this huge stadium stage onto these rocks and passed away. So when we were in the studio making this record, I used everybody on that one particular song that Greg and I had talked about. At the very end of it, I created this effect, which I call the pool of souls. If you could stick your head up into heaven and listen to the millions of voices of all the souls that have gone on before kind of swarming around your head, that's what I wanted to simulate. And at the very end of that effect, I went online and found Greg Ladani speaking at a recording producer's convention. And at the very end of this, he says, and that's the difference between the two worlds. So I took that piece of audio, and at the very tail end of the Pool of Souls, I inserted Greg saying, and that's the difference between the two worlds. So to me, it was probably one of the most meaningful songs as part of my life, which was dealing with the fact that we're all alive now, but we're looking down the line here at where we're all going to go. It was quite a meaningful record for me.